Hi, this is Kasha McDaniel with Blue Diamond Staging, and today we're going to talk about whether you should leave your pictures up on your walls. And while some of them, yes, you can, but there are certain ones that you should not, and I'll go over those, which ones you shouldn't and which ones you are okay to leave up on the walls. And so the ones that I don't recommend leaving up are any personal family pictures. Sometimes you'll see them stacked up on a table, like a coffee table or a sofa table or something like that. I would remove all of those. Anything like that in the foyer, sometimes you'll see that. Just because you don't need to, they don't need to know who lives there. They want to envision themselves living there. So I would just put away any and all personal family photos. I've had one homeowner who asked me, he's like, well, I have a family tree painted on the wall with all the individual pictures and everything. And I recommended taking that all down because you know what? You're going to be moving. That's the main idea. You need to get past the thought of this is your home, because as soon as you think about putting it on the market, it is no longer your home. So just start taking that stuff down. And it probably has sentimental value, so just start taking it down. It's just easier because you're going to be packing up the stuff anyway, right? So no personal family photos. If you have to have one, like one or two small ones, that's fine. Like maybe on a nightstand or something like that in the master bedroom, that's fine. But everything else really needs to go. I would also take down any military certificates, diplomas, degrees, anything like that. Again, because it's a perception thing. Sometimes you'll see people come in and walk into the house and they go, oh, well, a colonel lives here, or a general or somebody, or a doctor lives here. Oh, well, we can lowball them. They can afford, you know, not having to pay full price on the house. And it's exactly what you don't want to hear, right? So they don't need to know what family lives in that home. So just take all of those down. No military certificates, no diplomas, or anything like that. Okay. The other thing I don't recommend is any nude pictures. I've seen some moms that are just so love their little kids that are in the bathtub, you know, nude pictures like that in the bathroom. And I'm like, well, that's all great and fine, but that's for you, not for somebody else. Or even nude paintings, while they may be artistic, it doesn't suit everybody. So those types of pictures and photos I would take down as well. Anything like in the hallways or staircases, you really don't need to fill them up with pictures. You really don't have to have anything. So I would take all that down because sometimes it can just look like clutter. It's just something that the eye is drawn to, and you don't need to show off that hallway or staircase. You're not going to take a picture of it anyway, right? So put away those types of photos on those locations. You don't need them. Put away any expensive artwork, especially if you know that they're thousands of dollars or something, definitely take those down. I had one homeowner who had a room full of her art pieces that was special to her. It was a whole room, and she had it on easels and on the wall. I mean, the whole room was filled with her art. And I said, no, it's not an art gallery. This is a home. That's what we're trying to portray. Maybe we can use it as a family room or as a playroom or as a bedroom or whatever it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not an art gallery. So I would, again, put those away because you don't know who will be coming in and they may knock over something by accident. And again, it's sentimental to you or it's very expensive. So again, I would take those types of pieces down. So things that are okay to leave up, say you have some kids' drawings, right? Maybe your toddler drew something that was just magnificent. You just love it or is really colorful. You know, you can leave those up. That's not a problem, especially if you have them, you know, in their room or something like that, or something in the kitchen. You know, that's fine. Anything that's neutral, landscapes, those are great. Clocks, mirrors, those types of things are fine. And actually can add color to a room as well. So in answer to your question, should I leave my pictures up? Yes, some of them. Some of them will be more appropriate than others. But if you have any questions or need to know any more about your home, please call Blue Diamond Staging or check out my blog at bluediamondstaging.com.